We now have even more seasonal stories. Kettle Foods have come up with an unusual Christmas tree made from crisps and cheddar. One Norfolk charity is running a special surviving winter campaign to help those who are lonely over the holiday. And a Norwich artist has got into the festive spirit by using his talent to help the homeless.
Say Cheese, a crisp new take on a Christmas tree. It's a crisp mass tree that looks a bit cheesy. And that is probably because it is exactly that, made from crisps and cheddar. The 7-foot cheese tree was made by using 80 kilograms of cheddar and decorated with 45 cheese baubles, as well as 40 red onions, together with a cheese ball garland and topped with a crisp star. Standing on a potato crate scattered with crisps, the tree celebrates Kettle Foods' new mature cheddar and red onion flavour crisps, which use more cheese. The work of art was created by food artist Prudence State, who specialises in making sculptures out of cheese. The work of art, currently on display at the Feed Cafe in Prince of Wales Road, Norwich, has 100 handmade decorations. The tree was assembled in the cafe and took 3 weeks to make.
Norwich Business Improvement District, BID, has defended the Christmas lights in place around the city after they come in for criticism from some quarters. Once again, Norwich BID have invested in lighting throughout the city centre for the festive period in 2019, with the main attraction, the Tunnel of Light, on Hay Hill, returning for its fourth year. This year, the branches of 41 trees have been wrapped with bulbs, with the aim of creating different and more natural patterns as the sun falls and the lights come on. But a post in the Norwich Remembers group on Facebook has labelled this year's decorations a sad, grim sight, with more than 300 other commentators voicing their opinions, positive and negative, of the festive installations. Norwich BID Executive Director Stefan Gurney said that a whole load of work goes into organising and maintaining the annual lights displays, which he believes are important to businesses in the city during the festive season. Preparation each year can take months, and Mr. Gurney said a lot of due diligence is required to ensure that everything goes to plan. He said, "I think the swan analogy is best. Everyone sees the beautiful bird swimming seamlessly, but underneath there's a lot of hard paddling to make sure it all works as best as possible without affecting anyone and looks as good as it can through the Christmas period."
For many, Christmas is a busy time of year spent with family and friends, but that is not the case for everyone. The festive season can be particularly lonely for the elderly, especially those isolated after losing a life partner. One charity in Norfolk is helping combat loneliness and isolation in the heart of our communities with a simple phone call. The Foundation's Surviving Winter Appeal, run by the Norfolk Community Foundation and backed by this newspaper, is providing essential companionship by telephone to people over 60 across Norfolk who find themselves lonely and isolated. Partnered with Age UK Norfolk, every week people receive a free call for an enjoyable chat with one of the charity's local volunteers or staff members. 7 years ago, Kathleen McCarthy made the decision to change her career and signed up to the telephone befriending service. She said, "I may need support myself as I grow older, and I'd like to think that somebody will be there for me to give me a call to brighten my day. They really enjoy the social contact, and I like talking to people too." These telephone calls are a lifeline for older people in Norfolk. For some, it may be the only chat they have all week.
Christmas is a time for giving, and one Norfolk artist has got into the festive spirit by using his talent to help the homeless. John Etheridge, a freelance artist from Stalham, decided to auction off a print of one of his original pieces in order to raise funds to buy treats for those living on the streets in Norwich. The artwork, a depiction of Hunset Mill near Stalham, sold for £100, which enabled Mr. Etheridge, 57, to buy 300 chocolate bars to distribute to the homeless over the festive season. He said, "I wanted just to give these people something to smile about, and my first thought was to buy them a chocolate bar each, so that every one of them has something to smile about on Christmas Day, even if it is only for 30 seconds. The former RAF serviceman has wanted to use his artistic talent for a good cause for a long time, but took matters into his own hands after growing frustrated over what he called charity red tape. He said, "I've offered my artwork to various charities and told them, 'I can't afford to donate to you, but I can offer my talent.' And I get the feeling they're wondering what I'm after. I can't believe the red tape you have to go through." Then I discovered food and beverage buggies online and got in touch. They were happy to let me auction off one of my prints to raise cash. Food and Beverage Buggies is a group of people who head out every Thursday to provide hot meals, drinks and sandwich bags to the homeless in Norwich. Mr. Etheridge was delighted when they said they would be happy to work with him.
Questions have been asked about the effectiveness of a £6 million government pilot scheme which aims to tackle disadvantage among Norwich youngsters. Norwich was chosen as one of the government's first six opportunity areas in October 2016 after it came 323rd out of 324 districts for social mobility, a measure of how someone improves their life chances. Among priorities of the Department for Education-led scheme, within which Norfolk County Council is a partner, are to give children a better start at school with improvements to early speech, listening and language. The goal is also to cut exclusions by two-thirds and raise attainment through targeted supported development. When questioned by councillors about how the success of the scheme could be measured, Ms. Bircham said it was much too early to determine the full impact of the work being done, although she said the data did show green shoots. And she said, "It has been quite difficult to really focus on where the money needs to be spent to have the greatest impact."
Fans of just two Premier League sides have to work longer hours to afford a season ticket that Norwich City fans, a new study has shown. A study into how affordable season tickets are has found that fans of just Tottenham Hotspur and runaway league leaders Liverpool have to work longer to earn their season tickets. The research, which was conducted by LiveFootballTickets.com, cross-referenced the price of the cheapest regular adult season ticket with average wage in the areas to ascertain how long it would take for season ticket holders to pay off their cost. And with an average hourly wage of just over £15 and a cheapest ticket of £569.50, not taking into account any early bird discounts or concessions, Canaries fans have to work 37 hours and 16 minutes to cover the cost of their season tickets. This figure gives the Canaries the 18th least affordable season tickets, with only fans of Spurs 38 hours and 14 minutes and Liverpool 43 hours and 3 minutes, having to work longer hours to secure their seats. The wage figures, which were collated by the Office of National Statistics, also show that supporters of just two clubs, Leicester City and Wolverhampton Wanderers, received a lowest average hourly wage than Norwich.
A new fish and chip shop has opened its doors in Norwich city centre, and alongside traditional offerings, items such as battered pizza and chilli peppers are also on the menu. Royal's Fishery has opened its doors at 17 to 19 Castle Meadow and sells locally sourced cod and haddock, which is skinless, and boneless Whitby wholetail scampi, homemade pies, fish cakes and battered sausage. This is served alongside traditional thick-cut chips with the option to have them in a butty with curry sauce, cheese or gravy.
A Norfolk singer who captured the hearts of a nation to win Britain's Got Talent has made chart history with his debut album. Colin Thackeray, who hails from Norwich, has seen his debut album, Love Changes Everything, reach number 13 in the official UK albums chart. It means the 89-year-old has become the oldest solo artist ever to debut in the top 20. After his moving performances saw him crowned Britain's Got Talent champion in June, the Korean War veteran signed a record deal with Decca Records a month later. And now, the Chelsea pensioner is already celebrating chart success, with his record sitting pretty above artists including Liam Payne and Kylie Minogue. Mr. Thackeray said, "To receive the news that my debut album has made the top 20 is a wonderful early Christmas present I wasn't expecting. To know that my music has reached so many people has been the cherry on top of a fantastic year."